B-Pod Studios.
To learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
Barzetta and Trey in the morning. Gargano and Martinez, middays. Missinelli afternoons.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Here we go!
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Mike Missinelli, 97.5 FM, Philly's first FM sports station.
We on an uneven playing field, top of the totem pole. 97.5 Mike Missinelli show. Si, senor, we numero uno. And internationally large, just like a sumo. 2-6, Monday to TGIF. Mikey misses the Philly, where Haiti's the wide clef. A man of the people, ambassador. Put this bull in the ring, they turn the matadors. Our competition completely non-existent. Burning up the phone lines, record number listeners. All the biggest names and the hottest topics. A runaway train in the drive time slot. It's kind of hard to stop us. On remote, standing ovation just like an opera. The best show on earth, I feel that's very proper. The most electric sports talk, ain't no need to shock ya. Turn your radios up, Mike's ready to rock.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Listen Daily Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Hello to the TV audience. We broadcast from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. It's cold out there. I hate it. I need a vacation to go somewhere warm. And then there's no warm areas, apparently. Not even Florida's warm these days. I don't know. Let's talk sports. Let's warm each other up by talking sports. There are a lot of things I want to do today, and I'm going to actually, in a little bit, turn the show over to you. And I'm doing this for a reason, because there's like a variety of topics. Like, you picture a wheel, right? This is a wheel that right now doesn't have a hub. It's just a wheel. So without a hub, there's like multi-topics. You can spin a wheel, come up with these topics. And so what I want to do is put people on the spot to that, because everybody has an investment in Philadelphia sports, right? So I have all these little topics that we've talked about over the last couple of weeks. And this is just like, pretend you're in a bar and I'm next to you and I go, blah, 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 blah. And you're drinking a beer and you go, blah, 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 blah. And you have a response to it. Whatever I'm going to say to you or ask you, or bring up a topic, you're going to have a response to it if you're a Philadelphia sports fan. So that's what I want to do today. It's kind of like Unique Thursday, I'm calling it. But before we get to that, because I've got a bunch of topics, and the rules of the game really are you just have to call in, right? You call in, you're on hold, you don't know what topic you're going to get. Unless you have a specific topic you want to talk about today, we're going to exchange greetings, and I'm going to go blah, 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 blah. And you've got to have an opinion on it. If you don't have an opinion, you're not a real fan. Everybody has an opinion on everything that goes on in this city. So these are things that are just going on in the city, going on in Philadelphia sports, or maybe like I'll get a little abstract. Maybe I'll go like outside the box a little bit for your opinion. But it all really will relate to sports. All right. Now, here's what I started to think about. Like we go through these, well, at least I go through these mental exercises every now and then about who is the next athlete to capture your imagination in town. We have been blessed with a bunch of athletes, even though the teams haven't been great. We've been blessed with a bunch of athletes that capture your imagination. I mean, you can go back to AI if you want to go back that far and take it forward. McNabb was the guy to capture your imagination, good or bad. If you move into the Phillies era, you got Jimmy Rollins and Howard were the guys that captured your imagination. And Utley was like the anchor, right? And lately, it started out in the Wentz era with Wentz capturing your imagination. He doesn't do it anymore. It's amazing. He's fallen. We even forget he completed a pass because of what Nick Foles did. Nick Foles took over the capture of your imagination. And now Nick Foles is gone. And you're sitting here going, oh, we're going for me. Basically, that's what you're talking about right now. Like, okay, let's go. Like Simmons. Does he capture your imagination? He does to an extent. But it's like he doesn't talk enough. Like he's kind of like removed, right? So he doesn't capture your imagination other than that you watch him play and you're criticizing him because he can't shoot. Embiid captures your imagination to an extent, and then we kind of got tired of Embiid too. Foles had us from day one. As soon as he took a snap, boom, and now we have to go through withdrawal symptoms. So I don't know who it is right now in Philadelphia sports that's going to capture your imagination. If the Phillies sign one of those guys, obviously that guy will be the star of stars that goes right to the top of the heap in this city. Anybody on the Flyers capture imagination? Drew doesn't capture your imagination anymore, right? Tyrone, you're an observer of Philadelphia sports.
Yes.
We're in a void right now as far as somebody capturing. If Nick Foles is going out the door, who do we have?
We don't have anybody. And it's... But we do have a lot. That's the weird part. Because this Sixers team, if you place this Sixers team in probably a different city maybe... They are really, really enamored with the two young guys. Uh-huh. But for some reason, I don't know, maybe because they're following AI's era, whatever it is, they don't grab the people the same way the AI did. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's because neither one of them get in any trouble. Like off the court, they create things on social media. You'll see Ben somewhere or Embiid types, but they don't do anything. They go to work, they go home.
Ben doesn't play to the crowd.
At all.
Embiid plays to the crowd. But we're kind of on to him now. You know, like there's nothing that, I don't know, it's hard to explain. I love Embiid, but this stuff and, you know, it just kind of has worn out now.
Right.
For me.
And I think it's because he's such a big guy. If Embiid was AI size with his personality, I think he'd be a superstar in this city.
Yeah.
Even bigger. I know he's a star, but because he's a big guy, I don't think people can feel like they can reach out and touch him the way they could AI.
That's good. And Ben Simmons is an Iceman.
Yes.
He's an Iceman. Like if he would cup his ear, like that would break the ice. But he's so icy and he's so private about his game and his life and his, you know, he just doesn't break out as the breakout star.
He's almost like in a way like Mo Cheeks was, where it was a big deal when Mo Cheeks dunked at the end of the finals game because he never did that kind of thing. Ben's would have to do something out of character to grab us, and he stays in a pocket.
But the thing about Mo Cheeks is we knew that he was a nice guy. Like we don't know anything about. We don't even know Ben's a nice guy.
Yeah, we don't.
But we don't know. We don't know anything about Ben.
Yeah, you're right. I don't. Right? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay, so we'll talk about that and. We've had obviously this Sixer thing that we have to talk about with this big schedule that's coming up for the Sixers, which will kind of define what they are in this league. And to me, I don't see where there's going to be any significant change when they get through this gauntlet of 12 games where I'm going to be convinced that they're going to win the East. I don't think there's anything they can do unless, if they go 10-2, then maybe you got me. But you know that's not going to happen. They're pretty much going to be at 500 over this little stretch of games. Right? Are we right? Is that pretty much what we can expect?
That's what I'm thinking. I need 8-4 for it to move the needle for me. 6-6, 7-5, I'm like, okay. If they go 8-4 or better, they might grab me a little bit. This is a tough stretch. Mm-hmm. 8-4 would mean they beat some good. And yeah, because beyond 6-6, that means they beat some teams maybe they weren't supposed to beat in the mix. Like they had to beat Boston along the way. Because I know they conclude this situation with Boston on a back-to-back.
And Boston beat Toronto last night.
Yeah, and they had lost 3 in a row before that. So you're still ahead of Boston right now in the standings. If you come out of this still ahead of Boston, that would tell me something. That it would.
Okay. Still not buying it.
Well, you said winning the East. You got
it. That's the only thing that matters to me. I know they're a good team. They're not a stiff team. It's not like we're evaluating the Sixers as a stiff team. The only thing that matters is can they be good enough to win the East? That's all I want to expect from this team. And right now, I just think they're a little short of it.
The other issue is there most likely won't be a big trade during this 12-game stretch. Because we know they need a trade to get better. And anything that they do most likely won't involve a trade. Maybe it will. Maybe they surprise us in four games in. There's some deal that gets done six games in, eight games in. All right. I think you have to do this as is.
All right, so let's take the pulse. Before we get to a break, let's take the pulse quickly at the top of the show. And it may change as we get into the show. But, like, right now, our instincts for, like, at Indiana tonight is a it's a revenge game for Indiana. And they're favored in the game.
And Embiid's questionable.
I got L.
Okay.
You have W?
Yeah.
All right, you got W, I got L. Oklahoma City at home.
I have that as a win.
I have that as a win also. Houston at home.
I got that as a loss because I don't see anybody that can guard Harden.
TNT game, yes. 8 o'clock game, I have that as a loss also. San Antonio, also 8 o'clock game.
I have that as a win because it's revenge because they lost to San Antonio. Uh-huh. Okay. So I have them winning that one.
I'll go with that as well. Okay, so now I'm at 2-2. You're at 3-1. You're off to a good start. At Denver.
Loss.
I also have loss. At the Lakers.
Win.
I've got loss. At Golden State.
Loss.
I've got loss. At Sacramento.
Win.
Win. Toronto. Home.
Win.
I go win also. Denver home.
Win. Because I have them losing the other one.
You do have them losing the other one?
Yeah, like I had them losing. I had them losing to Denver. So win in this one.
All right, I'll go win. Lakers home.
I got a loss now. I got them splitting with the Lakers.
You got them splitting? All right,
yeah, because
so
LeBron will be back.
I got them lost in L.A., so I'll take that as a win. You're going lost. And finally, Boston.
And this is the one that's going to decide the whole thing. And
8 o'clock game, another primetime game for him.
And unfortunately, I have to, until I see something different, I have to
You're
say
going
loss.
Lost.
Yeah, I have to.
All right, so you went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 5.
Okay.
That's above 500.
Yeah.
That would be successful. I go 6. That's not going to get me anywhere.
No. It'd be interesting.
Not
going to
get me anywhere. 6-6 is not going to get me anywhere.
No.
All right. 610-632-0975. That's how you get in. Again, this is what if you want to call and talk about stuff that's on your mind, that's fine and dandy. If you don't, if you want to accept the Mike challenge, you go and say, Mike, give me the challenge. I give you a topic. You pontificate on the topic. It's that simple on a Thursday, right here on the Mike Misnelli Show on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly. Hour, Mike Misnelli Show brought to you by Landis Block, your one-stop shop. Create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise online at LandisBC.com. You know, topics like this cruise thing, it starts to take on a life of its own when you bring something like this up and you get all kinds of feedback. I forgot a few good men.
Yeah, and that's...
Now, here's why. It's one of my favorite movies. I love it. I watch it all the time. He lost me early in the movie with the bad softball swing. I'm sorry. I saw him take batting practice, and it diluted the whole rest of the movie for him, me, as far as his performance.
Really?
Yes, it did.
Oh, man.
You thought he should have been better, right? Well,
you can't have a guy can't swing a baseball bat taking BP. It dilutes the whole thing.
Yeah, see, what we see him do a lot is run in movies. He's good at running.
All right.
But not so good at swinging the bat.
Like a chopped down, you know, type of thing. It lost me. But I thought his performance was kind of contrived, to be honest with you.
I mean, it's
in the movie.
It's Jack's movie.
Yeah, Jack. Totally blessed.
Yes, it's Jack's movie.
But Sugar Man is one. You obviously have to include that in top Tom Cruise films.
Yeah, but yeah. He is underrated. Yeah. And I still say if you go
his
from.
His body work is immense.
Yes, if you go from Outsiders through Mission Impossible 2, it's as good as anyone to ever live. But
prolific.
Yes.
I also forgot the great movie, Cocktail. Now, I can forget that thespian performance in Cocktail, where they started, he and Brian Brown, the Aussie actor, started the Tropical Bar. What was it called? No, they came back to New York and did that.
I don't remember.
What was the bar called?
What was it called?
Cocktails and Dreams.
Cocktails and
Dreams. All right, now here's a question for you, but specifically for Booney, our producer at NBC Sports Philadelphia, who's amazing at trivia. In A Few Good Men, the television shows big hits by a member of the Atlanta Braves and a member of the Baltimore Orioles in two specific occasions. A Braves player hits a home run. The Orioles player gets a game-winning hit. Who are the players? Ah, this is the ultimate Few Good Men trivia question.
Man, that's a hard question,
let's see if
man.
Booney gets this.
Yeah, Booney will probably
get it.
Well,
let's see if he gets it. Let's go to Matthew in Upper Darby. Matthew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Matthew.
Hey guys, love when you guys talk about the movie stuff. I mean, I'm really listening for the sports, but I really enjoy the movie stuff. But just getting on to my point on Foles, I know you guys probably disagree with most of the fans out there about Foles. Most of the fans want Foles to stay over Wentz, mainly because he won the Super Bowl. And I understand
is it most at this point? Is it most? I would say
definitely. From the fan standpoint, that's clear. I know the talent level is more on Wentz, but from a fan, I don't know what you want to call it, but we get with, Foles for obvious reasons. He's a winner. But I want to also point out about Foles, because you guys have been riding the Foles bandwagon, and I don't get that. I don't understand why you guys are so obsessed with trying to ride this guy out.
Markel Foles?
Yeah, you guys know Markel Foles, right?
We haven't brought his name up since he's been on the show.
You guys have been riding his jog for about a year now.
Well, how?
Oh my God! Are you kidding me?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Matthew, what does that mean? He's been an abject failure so far. How are we riding his jock?
Oh my God!
Well, tell him. Don't say, "Oh my God." Tell me how. Tell me how we've been riding his jock. Like, what's your interpretation of us riding his jock?
When you have it on your chin, when you notice every single day, you guys have been talking about not every single day, but you guys have been talking about this with Foltz, he's got potential.
Matthew, have you lived here recently? Have you been in town? Have you been in town recently?
Of NBA, he's the biggest bust, and you have it all over your chin.
Matthew, I appreciate the call, but I don't know what you're smoking, because we haven't brought up Markel Foltz in months. We never even talk about him. When we've talked about him, it's been in the context of him being an abject failure. So, where's that Ryan a jock?
I think he's mad that we said he can get into the paint and dribble. Like, when we say the actual things he can do.
He's got some athletic skills. You can't deny that. He's not the bust yet. He may be.
I think he was just mad.
What are you chastising us for?
I think he's just mad.
We haven't brought him up.
It's Markel Foltz's fault, not us.
We didn't bring him up today at all. Or this week.
Come on, man.
Booney has an answer.
Oh, he does have the answer?
I know. He has an answer.
He has an answer. He's got to give me two players.
You got to tell me if this is the right answer.
David Justice is the Atlanta Brave that hits the home run. Now, there's an Oriole game also that he watches, because obviously you get the Orioles in D.C.
Yeah. Randy Milligan.
That is correct. Booney. Randy Milligan. A big hulking first baseman who played for the Orioles. It's a game-winning hit on television as Cruz has the bat on his shoulder.
I kind of remember the David Justice now. I would have never, ever, ever gotten.
And the announcer goes, and it's gone. It's a home run. And I don't believe it. That's what the commentary is in the background. And it's David Justice who hit it.
How many times have you seen that movie?
A Few Good Men?
Yeah.
I picked on that scene right away, though, like one of the first times I saw it.
Why? Because you're that much of a baseball guy?
Why? Because I was watching a TV screen. It was a baseball game on TV while the scene was proceeding, and I saw it was a Braves, and David Justice had an unmistakable swing.
Yeah.
He had an unmistakable left-handed power swing. And I said, it's David Justice. Because they didn't even name him in the commentary. They just said, it's a home run, and I don't believe it. But it was David Justice.
That's a good
I've seen the movie a lot. Like maybe 50 times.
All right.
Let's go to Elmer and Ewing. Elmer, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Elmer.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Elmer?
Nothing much. Watching that game, it made me miss DeSean Jackson and Shady McCoy. You know? But anyway, on with that, I feel Andy Reid's going to win it. And I feel next year we're going to be right back. And I say the second round is going to be KC versus the Eagles in the playoffs.
Well, it can't be in the second round. They're in different conferences.
Yeah. Well, for the Super Bowl.
Oh, the Super Bowl. You think it's going to be a Super Bowl? The Eagles and the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, Elmer?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I wanted to say one more thing. I feel in the draft we should tack, probably find Jason Peters' replacement.
I'm sorry, what was that? Could you repeat that again?
In the draft, I feel we should go find Jason Peters', replacement.
Jason Peters' replacement. Yeah, I wouldn't be averse to that at all.
Didn't get a running back. And one more thing, would you take a flyer on Kareem Hunt just for a security blanket?
I would, but I know what the public relations problems are in doing something like that, so I'm thinking the Eagles probably would not.
Well, anyway, go all defense after that, because we need to protect Wentz. That's the important part. We was missing the running game.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're going to draft an offensive tackle with your first pick, number 25.
Yeah.
All right, let me see who's there. Thanks for the call. Let me see who would be in that category. Mel Kiper has the thing out today, the mock draft, first round. There's not a running back that he has in the first round. Not a lot of skill players he actually has in the first round.
There's a lot of defensive linemen. That's what this draft is.
He's got the Eagles taking a defensive end, another sweat. Is this relation to Josh?
Oh, I don't know, but that guy can play.
Montez Sweat.
I've seen him.
From Mississippi State.
Now, he's a productive player.
Now, Tim McManus was saying they would go defensive tackle because it's a historic draft or defensive end.
Yeah, for both.
And you know that Dexter Lawrence would still be on the board when the Eagles select from Clemson.
Hmm. Well, the good thing is...
And the other tackle also will be there. Wilkins will
still... They'll
both be there according to this mock draft.
Oh, they're both... Oh, I have to take one of them. Whichever one graded out better. They're winners. Like, they know how to win, so that means they would jump right into this atmosphere and not be overwhelmed because they're used to winning.
Both of those guys apparently will be available.
And they could put them right next to Fletcher Cox, and then you have a rotation guy, or you could put them in...
There aren't a lot of offense... Well, there's one, actually, here. The offensive tackle,
is it Michigan?
Greg Little from Ole Miss.
Ole Miss
is the 18th player selected. So if the Eagles are that interested in an offensive tackle, that would be the guy that they would target. He looks like the highest. Well, now Juwan Taylor from Florida is ranked 11th.
I think they're probably going to go defensive line. Howie, in a lot of his drafts, is going defensive line.
The kid from Oklahoma, Cody Ford, who's supposed to be a top 10 pick.
Yeah, he actually was really good.
All right, let's go Tony in the Poconos. Tony, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tony.
Hey, Mike.
What's up, Tone?
Hey, look, I got two things. One, everybody's on this stuck on this Foles Wentz thing.
Mm-hmm.
Look, Roseman and Peterson come out, it's Wentz, move on. You know, like, we got so many other things. We can lose Graham, Hicks, Jernigan, Bennett. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? What's going on with Maragos? He was a special teams special teamer, Cat.
Yeah.
We got other things to worry about. Look, the decision's been made on Foles and Wentz. Like it or not.
People just don't like to give it up. They want to fight to the death.
Yeah,
there's still people trying to figure out how they can have both of them.
You can't play him. It ain't going to happen. Any other year, we'd be talking right now about Howie Roseman pulling a rabbit out of his hat because you got Le'Veon Bell out there. You're going to have Antonio Brown out there. Kareem Hunt. What's Howie going to... Man, not a whisper. Y'all stuck on something that it's already been decided.
Yeah, but you don't understand. Listen, Tony, I get you, but I understand why. Because I understand how hard it is for people to give up on their own.
Look, I'm 51 years old. I've been an Eagles fan my whole life. Foles did great. No, you know what I mean? Hats off to him. The man got a statue.
Well, listen, it's like you own a Great Dane who's now like growing into Great Dane. It's too big for your apartment, so you have to give it up. But it's tough to give it up, you know, because you had an affection for it.
Yeah, and you know what? Look, we're losing our defensive line coach, Chris Wilson, correct? He's going on. We ain't going to have him. We're losing our wide receivers coach. We ain't going to have him.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many other things you need to think about other than something that's already been decided. I mean, you know, look, I love what Foles did.
Well, listen, you can think the way you think, and they'll think the way they think. You
can't, I know.
You can't hope to convert them. You know, if they're going to hang on to Foles like grim death, then let them hold on to Foles of grim death. They'll have to face the reality of it. Sean in Malvern, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's going on, Mike?
What's up, Sean?
Hey, man, you missed a couple good Tom Hanks movies there with Big and Splash.
No, please. See, that's my point on Tom Hanks. Big and Splash. Big? Come on, dude.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's better than them sappy dramas he did with Meg Ryan.
Well, my point is he's got three good movies in his whole repertoire, and everybody thinks he's Laurence of Olivier.
No, I agree with you. I hate Forrest Gump. I think that's the most overrated movie ever.
Well, that's what I mean. I can do Gump.
No.
Train me in that voice for 3 weeks. I'll do the role of Gump.
All right, let's hear him, Mike. Do it.
Well, I can't. I need 3 weeks.
All right. I'll call you in 3 weeks.
All right. Now, would you like a topic to expound on?
Yeah, give me
it. Here it is. The topic is Brett Brown, adequate coach or not?
You know, that's a great topic, Mike. And I think Brett Brown has had his moments with the coaching. But overall, I think he's let us down here with a little bit of his decision making as far as rotating players in. You know, I think you've referred to it as the hockey line changes and things of that nature. But as far as what he's had to work with, I think he's done a pretty good job managing the, the nature of that locker room, you know.
You seem a little wishy-washy, Sean. This is not a direct opinion one way or the other. Either you believe or not.
I'm going to believe with them until I see what happens this playoff run, and then I'll have to make a final decision. Right.
I agree with you. Listen, here's the test. If Elton Brand does his job, and that's, by the way, another topic that I would like to present this to people a little later in the show, Elton Brand as GM, we believe in? I mean, I don't know. I don't know from Elton Brand. Is he capable of pulling off the type of deal that's going to transform this team to a team that can play with Toronto in a 7-game series? Because they certainly need more than what they have. Andy Deptford, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Andy.
Mike, how we doing?
What's up, Andy?
Yo, man, as a sports fan, I'm so disappointed with the sport of boxing and what it became. As I'm waiting on to get on, I hear a pay-per-view Broner and Pacquiao. Oh, my, Pacquiao, didn't he retire to be like a politician or something?
It came back.
You look at boxing in the 90s. Every weight class had studs in it, man. I don't even know who the heavyweight champ is now. It's just such a shame overall as a sport. But I really wanted to call and hit on this Alshon Jeffries thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, as Philly fans, I think we're known for our grit, our toughness. You know, you're not going to come in our house and get a free ride, whether you're the opposing team or the opposing fan base. But everyone folds up on Jeffries. I mean, this guy dropped that pass. We could still be playing right now if he caught the pass. But not only Jeffries, you know, I put even more blame on Foles. You know, everyone wants to talk about this guy as a franchise quarterback and he can carry a team. You know, he had a good run at the end of the season. He sucked in the playoffs. 4 interceptions in 2 games. They averaged 15 points in 2 games. You had to get lucky with a kicker double doinking the field goal to win the game. You get 14 points in the first quarter.
Well, he did engineer the drive, so we can't forget about that point. But you know, the false people are gone. They're in shock at your phone call right now. They're in shock.
If you eliminate the name of Foles and you just put any other quarterback's name with those numbers and that performance, people would be ripping them. People would be pissed. You can't take anything away from what he did for us last season. I look at Nick Foles, you know, What great attribute does he have?
Yeah, here it is. The disappointment that you're pointing out that you're like you, it's been honey poured over it. You know, you apparently your disappointment didn't get the honey, but most of people's disappointment got honey coating.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm an Eagles fan. I'm always going to be an Eagles fan. Mm-hmm. Before Foles got here and when Foles leaves, I just want my team to win. And he played like crap in the playoffs.
All right, so you're mad at Foles and you're mad at Jeffrey. Forget this solace. All right.
I don't give a crap about what they did in the regular season.
Come on, man. We want some more jewelry.
At last, a hardcore Philadelphia fan emerges.
I like that fire right there. Because I kind of agree with him.
That was a good call.
Well, most of that fan's been dipped in honey. He's right. He didn't get dipped.
No, he's dipped in vinegar.
He is.
He's Vic Vinegar.
Vic Vinegar. Phil in Collingdale. Phil, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yo, Mike, how you doing?
Phil, what's up?
Yo, singular performance in the movie. Hanks doesn't have anything over Tom Cruise with the Born on the 4th of July.
He was brilliant in 4th of July.
He was robbed out of an award for that. They gave it to the guy for that movie, My Right Foot, yeah. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah, well, I don't know if he was robbed because that was a pretty good performance. But I thought that Magnolia was his best performance. People haven't seen the movie Magnolia. He was great in that movie.
Yeah, he was good. But
as the chauvinist, the male chauvinist.
Yeah. What the thing, you know, this thing with Carson Wentz, right? He's got this food truck. Why has he got this thing in Cherry Hill? Why did they even put it here in Philadelphia somewhere?
What food truck are we talking about? I'm not aware of the food truck.
This free food truck that he has, Carson Wentz.
Uh-huh.
With his organization, they put it over there in Cherry Hill. Why didn't he come and put it over here in the city somewhere?
Well, I can see he probably lives over there, and he figured he would do it in
his hungry people
his
over
environment.
Here, we're hungry.
Does he come into Philly, Tyrone, with that?
Yeah.
He doesn't just go to one spot.
Yeah, he kind of multiple spots.
He just goes to Cherry Hill and park forever.
It's a headquarters that he put there.
Yeah, but he could have put that over here, man. You know,
he lives in Jersey.
Right, and his wife lives there. She works with the organization as well.
In Jersey.
That truck goes everywhere.
That truck goes everywhere.
It's
West
everywhere.
Philly, North Philly, Camden.
Yeah, I'm not mad at him. He lives in Jersey.
The bar said hi.
You live in Jersey? Don't you have any sympathy for a Jerseyite?
No, they're not hungry in Jersey.
Oh, you're in Collingdale.
Place, man.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, no,
I thought you were in Collingswood.
I'm from North Philly, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, Phil.
It goes to North Philly.
It's a little harsh.
It's
a,
man,
the guy's set up in Jersey. I mean, that's his frame of reference for Philadelphia area is Jersey, which there, a lot of people have that frame of reference for Philly and live in Jersey. So that's all right.
Yeah, as long as it feeds people all over. It doesn't matter where your headquarters are. Plus, he might not want to be paying the wage tax on a charity. There's people who work for it. They would have to pay a wage tax if they're in Philly. They don't have to pay a wage tax.
It's charitable. You have to pay tax?
If your employees still do. Some people, he doesn't, like the people who work for it.
It's a nonprofit, isn't it?
Yeah, but if you have a job for a nonprofit, you still pay a wage tax in anywhere.
You do?
Yeah, because you get a paycheck. Paycheck that the government don't care. They want the money. They want to cut.
Yeah, I can't rip them for the Jersey thing. Look at the Flyers. Have been in Jersey forever.
And
it's utopia for them.
The Sixers are in Camden for their practice facility, so most of their stuff they do is in Jersey. The games are in Philly, but nothing else. I mean,
most of them live in PA, though. Most Sixers live in PA. Most Flyers live in Jersey. Isn't that the way it works?
That's how it works. Yeah, they drive over the bridge. A lot of them live in Center City.
All right, 610-632-0975. Mike Masnelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philly. Back after this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.